the most exciting thing you can start a show with.
Coming live from the 2SER studios.
This is a great show.
Across the park, 2SER Sport.
And just go for a swim, but like deep.
Come on in, meatball.
Testicles.
Pointy at the talking.
Gummy ball.
Pretty awesome.
No worries, I have good footy.
Which part of that was
becoming? The real problem with that. Bloody.
I can stand the prick.
Oh, bloody bird.
Let's not do this.
Oh, the corner injury. She got a corner injury.
Hello and welcome to Across the Park, one of 2SER's shows. If you have never heard of us before, we are a sports show that some say is as useful as Scott Morrison at the COP26 summit. Although if you have heard of us before, then there's a good chance your name is Andrew. But Joel Kassam is my name. And joining me this week are the following people. First up, it's a man who didn't celebrate his birthday this week. It's Mick Rad.
I sure didn't. But my name is Andrew, and I'm listening to the show. I don't want another birthday. I've had too many birthdays.
Too many?
Yep.
Yeah.
I know whose it was, though.
Who?
Wasn't yours.
No, it wasn't mine.
It also wasn't the other person here today.
That's right. Well, we can say it.
Okay. It was Gabby's birthday.
It was Gabby's birthday.
Happy birthday, Gabby.
Of course, as it's her birthday, as is custom,
yes.
Gabby had the week off this week. and last week as well. So
is that custom?
I think for her it is. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think she has taken a lot of her birthdays off. We've been doing the show.
I actually think Gabby might have run out of leave. Have you checked into that?
Yeah, it's leave without pay now.
Is it?
She's not getting a cent.
I'm sure PNC have been knocking back and saying, look, Gabby, you've used up all your leave, all your sick leave. It's all gone. Sorry, Gab.
Yeah, sorry,
but
Gab.
But happy birthday.
Oh, yeah, happy birthday. Here's no money. Also joining us via the internet,
Ooh. It's
Rowan Fitzpatrick.
Insert internet noises. Ooh, I don't know if that's the one. We need to. What's that's the one? Old dial up.
Ba-dong, ba-dong.
Yeah, I'm still in the world of Zoom.
Yeah.
Yes.
But we are.
Mick and I.
In the studio.
In the studio.
In the flesh.
Same studio.
Oh my God.
Very close to each other.
Everybody, I touched Joel.
Yeah, we had a little touch. we had a little chest bump.
I know you're all jealous right now out there in Radio Land. You're like, whoa. Physical contact. I know, it was exciting.
Yeah. Well, you can do it too if you're safe.
Yes.
Not to us, please. But you can, if you find Rowan, give him a big cuddle and a kiss.
Yeah.
Maybe stick the tongue in the ear.
Go for it.
Can't get COVID that way, I don't think.
Nah.
So science checks out.
Oh, fact checker there. Rowan, love it.
I forgot that was your job, Rowan.
Not very actual true. Medical advice. Disclaimer.
All right. Well, yeah, we're Mick and I are back in the studio for the first time in a very long time. We did a couple of separate shows during Radiothon where we both got to have a week each in the studio. But this is the first time we've been in since June, I think.
About that?
Yeah.
Like
so
5 months?
If you are sick of hearing our voices via the Zoom thing, then...
Compressed, I like to say, over the internet,
where
it sounds a bit like you're in a toilet bowl.
Yeah.
It doesn't sound great. Rowan doesn't sound like he's a toilet bowl, I'm sure.
No, because Rowan has a very nice voice, so it doesn't work.
Oh, thank you.
He just always sounds good. But
yes.
For us... less professional people in the studio, it makes us sound a lot better. My voice doesn't even sound like this. We go through a filter here.
Yeah, yeah.
A very special filter.
2SER filter.
Yeah, my normal voice is like this.
Turn it on, turn it back on.
So I just press my button here. Oh, no, hang on.
What? You turned
it, so I've got to press the button. And then I'm back to normal.
Oh, wow.
Back to this voice, which is normal.
Yeah. Jeez, we're lucky you've got a filter. I mean, if people have to listen to that the whole show,
yeah,
they just turn off.
It's sickening.
Yes, it is.
It really is. How is everyone?
I'm okay. Like, yeah, I'm all right. Like, yeah. I feel like, you know what happened this week? The big thing, biggest thing ever. Booked plane flights, plane tickets to Melbourne.
What?
I know. Shocking, isn't it? Somehow, they're going to let me cross the border No, it's not a biosecurity update. Is that what you're going to push?
No, I wasn't. Do we still have that jingle? God, it's been so long since we've been in here. Normally, I'd be on this. I'd be straight onto this biosecurity update.
Well, I saw you were looking for
straight
a button.
Away.
I thought it was like something.
Biosecurity update.
That's actually what my voice sounds like.
Yes, but I'm so excited to be going to Melbourne. Oh, by the way, guys, quick, but better let you know now. I'm not going to be doing the show on the 26th. Of November.
Thank you.
Okay, sorry. I should have let you know that off air, but I'll let you know on air that I am taking leave on the 26th of November.
That's fine. All Gabby right. should be back by then.
Oh, maybe. Yeah, so that's exciting. I'm keen to see my sister who lives down that way,
see some
friends, maybe even socialize with Victorians, just in general.
I mean,
they're not used to it either, so it's a new thing for both of us.
Yeah.
But looking forward to that other thing. Called socializing,
yeah,
which I haven't also done,
or even just being on a plane. I love planes, so
oh yeah,
airports. I'm quite fond of airports.
Are you?
Yeah,
they're okay.
I think
every now and then,
for me, it just reminds me of traveling. And when I travel, especially overseas, I jump around a lot. So there's a lot of airports
on the plane, like jumping, like a kangaroo.
This is so much fun.
Up and down the aisle. Everyone's looking at you, going, "What is this dickhead?"
No, because I jump around from different countries a lot. Yes. Right. So airports mean I'm doing something fun.
Mm. So. It does. No, you're right. I do like traveling generally. When you do it a lot, like if you have to travel for work or something like that, it can become a bit of a chore. I reckon. But if you're doing it for fun, yeah, all good.
Absolutely. Yes. Well, that's very exciting for you.
It is.
Melbourne.
Mm. I know. Leaving the state.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
Going across some blurred line, which means that's where the state starts and ends.
Yes. Just a line in the sand. That's all it is.
Mm-hmm. How about you, Ron? What's new in your world?
Yeah, not too much. Just enjoying a bit of normality, which is good. Going to a pub. Fantastic. Socializing. Mm. But speaking of the travel, next weekend, planning to go down to Mollymook. So again, regional New South Wales, this mysterious place we've not seen or heard of for a while. So yeah, I'm going to be traveling to the unknowns down the coast.
Mollymook is awesome. They've got a great golf club there.
Yep.
It's on the water. Good food at the club as well. Really nice. You going to play some golf, Ron?
I've played there a few times. I'm rubbish at golf, but I might give it another crack.
All right.
But again, it's something to do in the mystical regions of outside Greater Sydney.
I know it's all blurry, you know. When you get out there, it's like you got to just get a little cloth and clean it up because can't quite see that far. That sounds great.
That will be fun. Mollywood's a beautiful part of the world.
Do you need to take leave as well, Rowan? Are we putting in a leave request for that?
I think I'll probably go after. Oh. Out of business hours.
Well, lucky because, Rowan, you have actually no leave. So, you know.
I was about to question how much I've
it would have been rejected.
Accrued.
We'll check with HR and get back to you.
Joel, apart from going to the Cavoodle Club, what else are you doing?
I don't think, well, I've got plans further on in the year and into next year, so we can discuss my time off then.
Okay, right.
But normally, I think normally when we do it for me, it's like, well, Joel's going to be away, so we'll just take a break for a few weeks, guys.
We have done
that's
that.
That's sort of how the show works.
you are the glue, the anchor, the main piece of the puzzle. Without you, everything just falls apart.
Oh, thanks. Oh, sorry. Thanks.
Yeah. Press the button.
Yes. Hmm. But no, yeah, I'll talk about all that sort of stuff
later. Off air?
Off air and fair possibly enough. If we do it on air later in the year when it's relevant, because it isn't so relevant right now. But some borders may be crossed and some regional New South Wales may be entered. So I'm sort of best of both worlds.
Exciting.
All right. I'm sure people are absolutely riveted about our plans for the
yeah,
future.
They are.
But what about plans? What about things we've done recently? Have you done any sport upcoming that you are a part of?
I'm still doing my personal training. As you know, I nearly passed out a couple of weeks ago.
Yep.
I did that a couple of times. This is why I don't go to gyms. This is why I don't do group classes, because it's very embarrassing when you faint or throw up in front of people. Unless you're really drunk, and then you don't care. But no, I'm getting better, I think. I think I'm getting fitter. I'm getting stronger.
Yep.
I can bench press stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But that's about it. Like I want to play sport, and I will one day again. But for now, trivia is sport.
Yeah.
Still, you know, and our team came second again. Two weeks in a row came second.
Woo!
Very good.
So, you know, I would say I'm winning It's sport trivia, just trivia in general. So that's my sport.
Is there a sports section? Normally there is in trivia.
The Quizmaster doesn't ask many sports questions. I think one of the ones was they had a picture of a sports person this week, and it was Brian Lara, and I got that right.
Oh, okay.
So that was 1 point to us.
Was the question, who is this person?
Yeah, it was a picture of Brian Lara. And everyone looked at me, because they go, who's that guy? It's like, no one knew. But, my wife knew. That was good.
Oh, good.
That's why I married her.
Because she knows who Brian Lara is.
Yeah, that was a prerequisite.
It was written into the wedding vows.
Your touch football starting soon.
Yeah. Two weeks.
Two weeks. Like, for everyone out there who's listening in 2SER land, community sport is back.
Yeah.
Very exciting because it's been away for so long. Mm-hmm. So, you know what? We should really find some listeners who are back into community sport, find out their team, and give them a little bit of a plug.
Absolutely.
You know? Joanne from the Murrumbidgee Kangaroos volleyball team. You know?
Yeah, good
like,
team.
Like that. Yeah. Yeah.
Joanne's captain, I think.
Is she?
Yeah.
Good player.
What sport was it? Volleyball.
Yeah.
Okay. I forgot already. But yes, we should do that. We should follow a team. I actually don't know. So my thing starts in less than 2 weeks, and right. I don't know if we have a team name or anything.
Oh.
Or what we're meant to wear. So
is this week like a random team that you're joining?
Yeah.
You don't know anyone in the team?
No.
This is
awesome. I know two people.
I'm looking forward to hearing these tales.
Yeah. It'll be fun. Rowan, done anything sporty?
Nothing in team sport, just running. That's
Oh, nice.
Been my new thing. Just put on a podcast and run.
Yeah.
So, a bit of clearing of the mind and clear in, being physically, active and exercising. So that's pretty much my go-to.
That's good. That helps. That works.
We will accept it.
Yes.
Pass.
I put on my podcast and I go swimming. It doesn't last very long.
What?
Sort of cuts out when I jump in the pool.
Can you get little bone conducting headphones?
Yeah.
Do they work?
I don't know. Someone was telling me about that. I actually thought it was you. But
yeah, it was me. And was you? I'm talking about it again. I'm sponsored by the bone conducting headphone company.
Bone conducting. All right. Well, we shouldn't do ads because that is up to the professionals.
Ads?
Yes.
Go.
Can we hear that one? No, we can't.
You haven't got Wide Orbit on, have you?
I thought I did. Doesn't matter.
Hit the button.
Which one is it? Is it this one?
The one that says...
That says Wide Orbit.
Does it?
I don't know what I'm doing.
Oh, my God.
Back into the studio and trying to play an ad and it didn't work.
Yeah. Okay.
We're keeping all this. I hope you know this is going to air.
Are you playing it?
Where is it? I played it. Do you want me to play it again?
Yeah.
See, it's doing nothing. I don't know. Rowan, can you hear anything?
No.
Doesn't matter.
Nope.
Well, I tried. You can't say I didn't try.
Okay. Next. Sports.
Oh, we haven't done that for ages.
Yeah.
Sport.
Because she's not here. Let's start with cricket.
Mm.
'Tis
the season to be jolly. Fa-la-la-la-la. La-la-la-la.
The T20 World Cup is happening at the moment. It's in the Middle East, so timing isn't great for us here in Australia. But you can kind of watch games if you are a bit of a night owl. It'll happen. But anyway, Australia are playing. We played England last weekend. Joss Butler went on an absolute rampage, slamming 71 not out from just 31 balls after Chris Wokes just destroyed us with the ball.
All out for 125.
Yeah.
Like, that's pretty bloody pathetic.
That was our first loss in the World Cup. Mm. They won by 8 wickets. England looked very good. Can't take that away from them.
Yeah. They only lost 2 wickets. Wrapped it up in 12 overs. We couldn't, what are we doing? We got Warner. You got a great team. I think I mentioned last week how strong a team we seem to have. But what are they doing?
Just, I don't know. Like I said, Wokes just destroyed top order. He got Warner for one. Then he got Maxwell for one. Steve Smith for 6. Just.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not pretty. We ended up at 4 for 21 and then, somehow salvaged a little bit, got to 125, but it wasn't going to be anywhere near enough. And it wasn't great for us in our, what do they call it? We would normally call it for and against in NRL, but they call it run rate.
Net rate.
That's it. Net rate.
But we did thrash Bangladesh.
That's right. Last night we did absolutely thrash them. Bangladesh were bowled out for the very low score of 73 after just 15 overs.
Yeah.
And then Australia finished with 2 for 78 after 6 overs.
Yeah.
So, I think the game was on.
6 overs.
That's a quick bloody game.
9 o'clock the game was on last night. I think normally T20 goes for about 3 hours. So you probably could have watched that in an hour if you were like, oh, I'll watch a little bit of the game before bed. You could have done it and been in bed by 10.
Look, this is my problem with T20 in the concept of the game. Obviously, these are established teams as minnows, so yep. I get it. You know, Bangladesh aren't a powerhouse of the T20.
They're not, but they're...
But the fact that a T20 game can be all up and wrapped up in like an hour and a half, it just sort of makes a mockery of cricket.
Mm.
in general.
No, definitely.
I don't know. I'm not a huge fan. T20, it was such a big thing when it came out, and I feel like it's sort of fizzled a little bit nowadays. Bring back the tests. I'll even be happier to go to a 50 over game one day as over T20s personally.
Yeah.
But that's because I'm an old fuddy duddy.
Doesn't matter. I'm all about tests. I'll watch tests. Mm.
And they're coming.
For 5 days if I have to.
Ashes are coming.
They are coming. Do we have stuff on the Ashes? I think we do.
Well,
we do.
This is sad news, right, Rowan? Will Pekowski, who's had a bunch of concussions.
So many.
Which it just doesn't. I don't associate concussions with cricket.
No like, one would
generally, but he's had that many now that he's not allowed to play. So his selection is in doubt because of these head knocks that he's had.
Yeah, and he's a really good batter.
Yeah, and just a really
incredibly
young,
handy,
good young player. And so they're talking about Cameron Green, Marcus Harris, and Usman Khawaja possibly coming into the Ashes into the team. I'd love to see Uzi back. I mean, I've always been a big fan of Usman Khawaja. He's always been let in, dropped. Yeah. He's just like, I can't stick with him, which is pretty sad.
Yeah, that is the story of him, I think, unfortunately.
And the other news is the Afghan test. Also, it's a one-off Afghanistan test in Hobart at the end of the month.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I'm going to Melbourne. It's going to be on. But no, that's probably, well, it's been cancelled. It's been postponed indefinitely. Because of the old Afghan turmoil right now.
Yeah. Which sucks because it would have been, cool. I mean, fantastic for Afghanistan to come out to Australia and play a test match.
For sure.
Would have been awesome for them. So, yeah, that sucks. It's not cool. Any other cricket news?
No, nah, not for me.
In the room? No? Okay. In NRL.
Mm-hmm.
November 1 is that deadline that everyone talks about where...
That's gone.
Things, it's been and gone.
Yes.
It? Yeah. This is when... This is the time where... So, as of November 1, you can go and talk to... If you're a club, if you're the... what's the team? The Parramatta Eels.
Yes.
At November 1, you can go and talk to players who are contracted to next year in another club.
Yes.
And say... You want to come over the following year? It's a thing that they do. It's a weird thing. I don't think any other sport does it, as far as I'm aware.
They sort of do.
I mean...
Because in soccer,
players
will often be transferred before their contract's up, you know, but usually in order to get a big transfer fee.
Okay.
So before the last year of their contract, the club will go, we want to take your big player and we'll pay you this much money so that... will pay out the rest of their contract and they'll come and play for us.
Right.
But it doesn't work like that in the NRL because generally they still play the next year with the club knowing they're going to leave, which I think that part
that's
is a bit
the bit
weird.
That sucks, yeah.
Knowing, playing for a whole year with a club that you know when you know you certainly don't going to leave the next year.
Yeah.
So I guess it is a bit unusual.
It's odd. I don't think Luke
Brooks, your Luke Brooks, being a Tigers
fan,
rumoured to be going to Newcastle.
Yeah, it's a strange one because... Mitchell Pearce.
Yes.
Yeah. I couldn't think of his first name. Mitchell Pearce, who it was the number 7, the half four, Newcastle has taken up a deal in England. I don't know why. Why not?
Well, this is what players do.
I don't think it's fully confirmed as yet, but seems like it's very like likely that it's going to happen. But I guess for Pearce, it's a hell of a lot of money to go play rugby league in the south of France, like away from like all the like Australian media and stuff. So it's a kind of a bit of a no-brainer where he gets to kind of end his career with a bit of, you know, not have, you know, the media on him of not being great or not all that stuff. So it's kind of like a little retirement like tour in Catalan. So yeah.
Well, this is
seems
why,
like I take it.
This is why we have Rowan on the show, because I said it's confirmed and that he's playing in England. And Rowan's like, it's not confirmed and he's going to France.
Yeah. It is an English competition though. It's kind of like the New Zealand Warriors playing in NRL. It's a French team playing in the English kind of Super League. So
thank you.
Yeah, you are correct.
Semi-correct. Yes.
Thank you. okay, well, yeah. So back to Luke Brooks. So if Mitch Pearce was to go, they would need another number seven.
Mm.
Luke Brooks, everyone's like, well, he's not happy at the Tigers, or he is happy, but the Tigers aren't happy with him, blah, blah, blah. It's all the same thing over and over again every year.
Poor Tigers.
So,
well, they've also signed Jackson Hastings, the Tigers, as well, who's coming back from the Super
from
League.
From England,
one. From the England.
I knew that one.
And then there's Adam Dewey, and they're like, have they got too many halves now? Where does Luke Brooks sit?
Yeah, but then they got rid of...
It's kind of the...
They've already got rid of, like, Billy Walters, who was sort of a backup half. Someone else who was a backup half is also gone. So, honestly, I don't think Brooks will go. I think it's just media talk.
And there's a lot of talk about this sort of stuff, because agents, what they do is they get into the media and they pump up the value of these players in order to try and wangle some deals. And Parramatta had to clarify a bunch of stuff just over the last couple of days about players that were coming and going and just trying to knock the old agents waffle on the head.
Yeah.
And it's really what they love to do. But Parramatta did just announce today that Regan Campbell-Gillard is sticking around.
Oh, okay.
2025.
Oh, wow.
Great signing.
That's great to stick him on, have him sticking around. Now they're going to try and keep Papalihi and Clint Gutherson and Nick Niokore and Reid Marnie and Junior Paulo all coming off contract at the end of next year. So it's going to be a tough one for them.
If you had to keep one, who would you keep?
Oh, Gutho every day. Or Marnie. Actually, maybe Marnie.
Yeah.
As a hooker, he's a great player.
Yeah.
And the round one has been announced for next year.
Mm-hmm.
The big one that Rowan mentioned here is he wrote my producer notes because he's a good boy and worth his weight in gold, as I said. Brisbane are taking on South in round one. So Adam Reynolds will be playing against his former club in first round.
Yeah.
Should be interesting.
South by 50.
Probably. Eels take on the Titans.
Oh, okay.
Just so you know, who the Tigers playing?
Wouldn't have a clue. I haven't looked.
Look?
Sorry, this is all news to me.
Well, it's sport. I mean, we are talking about sport. I thought you might have just glanced, you know, at sport.
I did not.
During the week?
No.
I think the Tigers actually play Melbourne Storm, who haven't lost like a round one game since. I can't remember.
Is it? Where are they playing though? Melbourne or in Sydney?
I think it's a...
Tigers,
actually,
no,
I'll
Tigers
confirm
are
that for
Tigers
you.
Tigers are home.
Tigers are at home.
Yeah. Tigers home.
Mm-hmm.
Damn. We actually play quite well in Melbourne, so...
No.
Yeah.
Good luck.
Maybe Storm by a field goal. All right. in football/soccer.
Yes.
Matilda's skipper Sam Kerr has booked a Wembley return, with Chelsea defeating holders Manchester City 3-0 in the Women's FA Cup semi-finals. Kerr will make her FA Cup final debut with Chelsea after joining the club in 2019. They will be playing another team, Arsenal, I think. It's Arsenal. I think they play Arsenal in the final in, like, it's ages away. It's not till December or something.
Oh,
bizarre.
That's not that far away. It's like
from the moon, it looks closer.
Right.
I don't know. So that happened.
Yeah.
Socceroos are going to play in Australia for the first time in such a long time.
2 years.
2 years. Thank you very
much. When they beat Nepal in Canberra, 5-0, 2 years ago.
Yep.
Was that a trivia question?
Yep.
It was.
Yes!
I knew it, because last week you had a question about the last time the Matildas played. I knew it. I should have hit that, because I had it written in my notes. All right. No need for a game now.
We're doing a game. I'll find a question. Sorry.
Excellent. Saudi Arabia. So they're jumping around a bit. They're playing here, and then they're going over to play another game in the Middle East, I think, like less than a week later.
Later.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, they've actually been playing China, a bit there, haven't they? Because... They couldn't play here, so
they
were stuck over in that area. So, yeah, I think they had played there a bit.
But the name of the squad, and it's pretty strong. A lot of overseas players coming to play.
Yeah.
Looking forward to seeing that. But Tom Rogic and Aaron Mooy and Adam Taggart can't play due to injury or quarantine. But that's okay. Well, we should be fine. It's only Saudi Arabia. Sorry, Saudi.
They are top of the group, though. That's the only.
fact checker Rowan comes back in again. Here I am.
The Saudis don't have too much of a great record away.
Okay.
And because of COVID, they've been able to play a lot of their games at home. So this is one of their first away trips where we've been on the road and been quite successful. So it's great. We have finally have a home ground advantage. I've got my ticket, so I might have to put in a leave request for next week's show. or sideline reporting. I don't know.
Ooh, that would be fun. That would be good.
I'm a big fan of that.
Crowds. People.
Yeah. Any other soccer/football news?
Champions League, Ryan?
Oh, yeah. Well, you'd be happy, Mick. Liverpool hung 4-4.
Yeah.
In their group. I think there was dubbed it the group of death. But I think they've caused a lot of chaos. They've won every single game against.
Causing the death. So I'm quite
exactly.
And Chelsea and Man U also won their matches. So Ronaldo actually did something.
Is saving United every single time. Mm-hmm. United seem to be able to lose or just get through, and Ronaldo just pulls the cat out of the bag and just here's a goal. You guys are right. It's all good.
Well, that's what they pay in the big bucks for, right?
Mm-hmm.
Exactly, yeah. Also, I think the other news, I think that just got broke as well. The Matildas are going to have another friendly two-game match similar to the Brazil. I think they're only friendlies, but America are coming out. So obviously in the women's football, USA kind of fierce rivals again, one of the kind of top nations in female football. So they're coming out to play another two-match against Matilda. So, there was so much. It was great to see them play Brazil, great to see the crowds, and great to have them on home soil. So going again against USA.
Yeah,
that should be good.
I think this was one that was sort of up in the air for a while. I think when the Brazil thing happened, they're like, oh, we'll try and get USA over as well. Mm. And then it was like, well, can we do it? Is it going to happen? And yeah, now that it's happening, it's really good.
Yeah.
Baseball. We never talk about baseball.
Well, once a year when they announce the winner of the World Series, right?
Yes, the World Series located only in America. Atlanta Braves.
Isn't there a Canadian team? I don't know.
Is there?
Oh, I don't know. Like,
There is in
basketball and hockey.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Shows how much we know. Well, I don't even know. Atlanta Braves are the champions, right? They beat Houston 7-0 in the last game and then therefore won the series 4-2, and that was it. Yeah, everyone's just sort of shoulders shrugging.
Well, I did also read that they're controversially trying to change this Braves name because it's a little bit racist.
Yeah.
But also they do this thing called the chop, the Braves. Like,
okay.
It's like a symbolic thing. Like, chop. And it's like a tomahawk coming down. It's all a bit messed up.
Yeah.
I think Trump was doing it on the weekend as well. God. Like, and it just really ruined it. So I think after the Cleveland Indians have changed their logo and name, might be time for the Braves to do the same.
It does sound that way.
Mm.
Yep. all right. Well, we have less than 2 minutes to go.
Oh, okay.
So,
did you want to talk about more?
No, it's okay. We can do a game.
Okay.
And here it is. Yes, here is a game on Across the Park on 2SER 107.3. Joel Kasem is my name. I'm joined by Mick Rad. Normally we have Gabby Morris. She couldn't
Stop
be here
padding.
This week. So Rowan, our intern, is also on the show. Any ads or anything? No, we've still got a minute to go. Here is your question for this week.
Ooh,
are you ready?
Ready.
Rowan, can you hear me?
Is it Nepal and 5
okay.
mil?
No.
I can hear you.
Yeah, there's a slight delay. I don't know. Maybe we shouldn't do it because I don't know if Rowan can hear us. That's okay.
What?
All right, here we go. Australia's Kyle Chalmers this week broke a world record in the men's short course thing.
Mm.
This is quite a record because it stood for 13 years. And what did he win?
Well, he's a swimmer.
First
right?
place.
Swimming. But yeah, first place.
Very nice.
But what event was it? He swims the freestyle.
Yeah.
So how far in the freestyle did he go?
I'm going to guess like 200 meters.
50.
Oh, God. It was 100.
Okay. What is this short course? Does that just mean it's like 25 meters?
25 meter pool, yeah, 50, yeah. Yeah.
That's
yeah.
a lot of tumble turns.
A lot of tumble turns, yeah. yeah. Not so much in the 100. A lot less than the 25.
Sure.
They should do a 25. That would be so good. A 25 meter sprint.
Oh, you can just jump in and swim underwater and not yeah. even do a stroke.
That's true. Mm. All right. Thank you.
Hey, thanks. Thanks, guys.
See you next week.
Bye. Bye. Stay sporty. Gabby.
So good.